Hey, welcome everybody to our second show on BBS Radio, and we call BBS the Kings of Internet Radio. So enjoy the show tonight. We're gonna talk about all the news headlines. We're gonna talk about Kavanaugh being Supreme Court Justice. What went right? I can't even talk today. What went right? What went wrong? Then we're gonna talk about Susan Collins. Why she changed her opinion about, you know, the Supreme Court justice. And also we'll talk about Kim Kardashian slammed for a ridiculous bikini Instagram. Also, we'll talk about Joe Manchin. He's a Democrat without a party tonight, but he supported Kavanaugh. And I'm going to give out the numbers to everyone. We have a toll-free number for folks out there. It's 323-744-4831. And our other phone number is, people long distance, 888-627-6008. We are exclusively on BBS and its affiliates, and we're very happy to be here. We got a nice response last week. A lot of people were looking for me on LA Talk. No more LA Talk. We're on BBS. And we're going to go into the story I talked about with Susan Collins. She said she supported Kavanaugh because the FBI, I guess with the FBI investigation, didn't find anything. I would say Susan Collins, the Republican Party is going to live with this guy for 10 or more years, and I think it was a bad move because he has an anger problem and he has a control problem, and I think it's a bad move for the GOP. And they're going to suffer from this nomination. In other words, other things that came out were about the Senate vote to, advance Kavanaugh. We heard from people like Deborah Messing that said, "I'd rather be stuck with Trump than Susan Sarandon." Very interesting comment. And Murawski, the senator from Alaska, that Kavanaugh was not right for the Supreme Court Justice of the United States, and I agree with her. This guy has got some big issues there. Now, who'd like to be Joe Manchin today, the senator from West Virginia? First of all, he barely supports a lot of the Democratic agenda, and if I were him and I'm thinking about running for president, I'd kind of like feel what the Democrats are doing and not be closed-minded. So he supported Kavanaugh's nomination, and I think it was a bad move for him, and I think he's going to regret all of it. And then we had some news about Kim Kardashian. She was slammed for a bikini Instagram, and it says you should be ashamed. She's getting a little racy, and I think there's some issues there. And I think when you have a mom like you do, like she has, they don't care. And that's the problem with the Kardashians. It's just very, very bad scenario. One other thing I was going to mention, we're going to give you, see, on my program, we give you the scores. So let me give you the scores of the ball game. Right now, there was a final today. The Brewers beat the Rockies 4-0. So they got one more game to advance to the series, the Brewers. Now, the Yankees are losing. The Red Sox are winning 5-3 in the end of the eighth inning. And the Dodgers are leading the Braves 2-0 at Chavez Ravine, or in other words, Dodger Stadium. And there'll be a lot of news and notes of baseball that we're going to carry after the World Series. And we want to mention we're going to have our NFL guys coming in. We're going to have the beautiful life coach, you know, Gabrielle, going to come in. She's going to tell us about her new show on BBS with her daughter, which should be very exciting. Also, we had some sad news. We've had Reverend Tania Fulo from Canada on our show, and we had some bad news today that her her son, wife, who's 6 months pregnant, well, they found out she has cancer. And she was telling us to pray for the son's wife, so let's all pray for her. And she said that her son is like a father to her. And anyway, I was going to mention he's dying and won't, most likely won't make it through the night. So pretty sad news for Reverend Tenaya. And we pray for her. She comes on our show. She gives us her feelings, what she gets from God. And we always have her on. She's a little controversial to some people, but she does. She's a good friend. So we wish her well. We'd like to do a prayer. So let's do a prayer real quick. We pray God for Tenaya and her family. We pray they get through this sad situation. All right, so we prayed our prayer, and let's pray everyone out there for her. And her name is Tenaya, T-A-N-I-A. Last name is F-I-O-L-E-A-U. She was in an accident, car accident, and got TB1 from it. So sad, sad state of affairs. Anyway, she'll call us on another show because her hands are pretty heavy right now. And then we're going to have my guys from the football fantasy league. They're going to hopefully call in. And then we're going to get calls from out the country. So we're real excited on the second Friday for BBS Radio. And, you know, it's always good to leave a radio station that is, you know, is boring. So we're not a boring radio. We're an exciting radio, that's for sure, on BBS Radio. So anyway, the phone lines are open. Let me give the numbers once again. 323-744-4831. And our other number is 888-627-6008. We love first-time callers. We love to talk about any issue you want to put on the table, which I didn't raise. And we're soon going to have Gabrielle going to call us about her new show on BBS. And then we're going to start the phone lines. And also from the National Enquirer headline, Tori Spelling's House of Horrors. They said that she's living in filth, and it was I think it was on the cover of the National Enquirer. Then he talked about Bill Cosby, that he's marked for death in jail. And, you know, it's a sad story with Bill Cosby because he thought he was going to get away with it. He didn't, and now he suffers the consequence. Now from National Examiner, Olivia Newton-John from Greece. She's 70 years old. She's going through a cancer battle. And her sister had died of cancer. So we pray for Olivia Newton-John and all the fans out there. Please pray for her. Because she is a wonderful person. She helps out others. And we hope she'll make it through. Another thing on the Globe, they talk about Kenny Rogers dying. And Kenny Rogers had been allegedly not feeling well, and he's got, you know, a brand new family. He's got a 14-year-old twins, and we hope he can make it. And then he had a secret love affair with Dolly Parton, which I don't blame him because Dolly Parton's hot. And then Cher and Tom Cruise are back together, and it's a kind of a neat Hollywood story, and we'll tell you more about it. And then Hoda, from the Today Show, calls off her wedding while she got cold feet. So what a day for Hollywood and day for the news. Anyway, please call in. We're waiting for Gabrielle to call us. And like I said, 323-744-4831. Our other number is 1-888-627-6008. And last week, believe it or not, I got a car. It was all going on. It was like a madhouse. And we got our car, and we had so many things happen. But it worked out good in that I was able to get a car. I now have it now for exactly a week. So I'm enjoying it. And then the sad part, when you do a lease, is you got to bring the other car back. So the other car is going to be, you know, sampled and inspected on Monday. So, you know, it was a nice car. So, as they say in the biz, you know, you have it one way or another. What we're going to do later, if we have time, we're going to have some UFO news, some interesting things about an angel. An actual angel was found in the sky. and you don't see stuff like that. But the angel was very much like what we were taught about angels. So anyway, once again, please get into our show. We love new callers. We love old callers. We love to talk, as you can tell. So please call us again, 323-744-4831 or 1-888-627-6008. And you can email me at c.datzker, D-A-T-Z-K-E-R, at yahoo.com. And we're also on Instagram, Cameron Datzker at Instagram, and we have some other outlets. So with that in mind, let's start the show. And Gabrielle, you can call in. And her daughter, we're going to introduce her daughter to the rest of the BBS radio network and nation. And it's kind of fun. So I know up in the Bay Area, you guys have been having rain. L.A., we've had a little rain, but nothing like the Bay Area. And we love the rain because all the crops that need that water, you know, the strawberries and tomatoes. So please give us a lot of rain. All right, so in mind, the only other thing is we're going to talk about fantasy football. And last week I didn't do so good, but this week we got some new challenges, and we'll talk about the various football teams. So anyway, it should be an interesting night. So like I said, let's start the weekend right. And we are fun. We do a fun show. We want everyone to enjoy what we do and laugh and tell us what you feel. And that's the way it goes. All right. So we have any callers out there, please call in. We'd love to take the call. So Gabrielle, if you're out there, please call in. Anyway, some other things is that we're going to go to a sports bar in L.A., and we're hopefully going to get our show done there. So that's kind of exciting news. And we're going to do some other things. So we're planning to take this show to the next level, and that's what we're planning to do. So we're here Friday nights and everything, and we're having fun, you know. So everyone be happy, be safe, and let's get this show on the road. And I think we're going to get a call in, 8:12, about three more minutes, we'll get Gabrielle on the line. And we wish her all the success. Yeah, Gabrielle saw what I've been doing. She said, I'm going to take a chance. The woman's going to be phenomenal on radio. Got a good voice, has the right things to say, and I think she's going to be tremendous. So we can't wait for her to be on Wednesday. It'll be this coming Wednesday on BBS. And we'll find out what stations she's on and also how you can reach her, you know, so it'll be kind of fun. So all people out there that are looking for a life coach, a very good one, she is that. And if you have anything else to say, please do that. And let's get on with the show. So everyone out there, call in. Let's do our little thing, and let's get the show on the road. So it's about 8:14 on the dial. We got one more minute for her to call in. And by the way, we wanted to talk about what happened today with the presidential thing with Trump. You know, I know I haven't been a big Trump supporter, but I want to find out your opinion. What do you think about this guy, Brett Kavanaugh? Do you think he's qualified to be Supreme Court Justice? So we will. You could please call us and let us know. All right. So it's about 8:14. It's gonna be 8:15, and we'll have Gabrielle on. She'll talk about her new show. So we're excited about that. And her show, by the way, we're gonna talk about each week on our show because it leads into her show for next week. All right. So any callers over there from San Francisco? We're waiting for calls. So please call in. Like I said, it's 1-323-744-4831. All right. We're on the air on BBS Radio. And it's nice to be able to call from different places, you know. See, at L.A. Talk, you were in a room. Sometimes you weren't able to travel like you like to. But this one, you get to travel. It's kind of fun. All right, please, callers. All right. Let me see if we got Ms. Gabrielle. She's on deck. That'd be nice. Okay, let's get Gabrielle. Let me get my little... Okay. Okay, I'll get my little... Thank you very much. Anyway, we took a little second because we were trying to get wait for Gabrielle's call. So it's about 8:15 Pacific Coast time. I think in her neck of the woods, it's 10:15 So waiting for her call. That'll be fun. She has a nice, exciting show on the BBS radio network. So hopefully we'll get with her, and that'll be exciting. Yeah, is there, you know, the... is she on? Got her? Okay. Gabrielle?
This is Bernadette.
Bernadette! Gabrielle! Bernadette,
hello.
Gabrielle. Anyway, you got a wonderful show. You've been on my show a lot, which is great. You got you get a little of the you know, experience that we have and laughter. And I know your show's going to start up Wednesday. So tell us, tell our listeners about your show.
Well, our show is called Purpose to Life. Passion to Purpose.
Okay.
We are on Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Central. And what we are aiming to do is assist people identifying their passion and fulfilling their purpose. So really, we deal with issues in all areas of life.
Well, that's cool because people out there, as you know from my show, people are searching for what is right, what is making them feel happy, what is not making them feel happy. And your show will be able to take someone who is, you know, like saying, okay, what should I do, and bring them to another level. And I understand your daughter. I understand your daughter's going to co-host.
Yes, my daughter, Destiny, she's on with me right now.
Yes.
Hi, daughter, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cameron?
Good, good, good. You're going to enjoy radio. It's fun. So tell us about what you're going to add to this wonderful show.
I'm Dazzle, and I'm super excited to help Dazzle with her. But we are really just hoping to bring a platform for people to be able to express their purpose and share their passion and kind of, you know, connect that with the rest of the world. Give them the ability to be able to be heard and, you know, to give that special gift that they have to anybody who needs it. So that's really what it's about. It's just giving the public a platform to express that creative side of themselves.
That's wonderful. Sounds good. I'm going to be listening in on Wednesday because I think it'd be great. Maybe I'll call in on Wednesday too because your mom and you sound like you have a great situation. Now, you know, right now with the what happened with a lot of feminists is that Kavanaugh, who was then went through the hearings this past week, you know, through Congress and Senate, he didn't seem like he's a very he sounds like he's kind of a guy that you don't want to be Supreme Court justice. And this is a good issue for you both, is that women want someone that's going to be for their needs, not just a man, a guy for men. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, we are all about rising the feminine energy, but not just in females, but also in men as well, because we believe that there is a balance in everything, and finding that balance, identifying it, and raising your vibration to the point where you are in balance, and that does mean both female and male energy combined.
Right.
That's part of our mission. Part of our mission is assisting society to see that the beauty is in the balance.
See what happens if you go on my show? See what happens?
What's up?
I said, I get, you know, I got tongue-tied when I just got on the air. It was so funny. I never do that, but that's when you're thinking a lot of thoughts, you get tongue-tied. So tell us, what issue will you bring up on Wednesday so people can get kind of a preview?
Well, we'll talk a little bit and let everybody know a little bit about us and how we came to find, you know, our
okay.
passion.
Okay. Maybe tell people a little bit about yourself. People out there that never heard you on radio, and maybe they heard you on my show. So tell them a little bit about yourself and your daughter.
You know, absolutely. You know, Destiny and I, we really are on a parallel path, and it's been a beautiful journey having her along with me.
Uh-huh.
She has been an incredible support and encouragement to me in my passion. And so we do intend to kind of shed a little bit of light on who we are and what we can bring to the table.
Right.
We also have, you know, a guest on that will be, we really want each week, we want to feature a new individual who has a passion that they would like to share. Not
right.
just the celebrity life, but those people who don't necessarily have a platform to express their voice. And that's one aspect of what we are going to bring to the table. So we have a special guest that will be on this week. And but mostly, we also want to open up the line to the public. You know, we want to
right.
hear from people who have things that they would like to share, those things that they're passionate about, and perhaps even assist them on the road to finding the link between their passion and their purpose and fulfilling that for them.
That is cool because, you know what it is? People, like I said, when I you know, first had you on the show, people got really excited because you pieced together how to get to where you want to be. And I think you and your daughter will be wonderful instructors, and also it's like a it's like getting a life coaching, a free life coaching on the air. That's what I think,
that's
right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, Destiny, she has an amazing energy. And the
uh-huh.
beautiful part about it is that the two energies combined reach far beyond anything that we could ever even imagine. So we're excited to get on the airwaves. And, you know, just as those individuals who are conduits between, you know, the earth plane and the universal energy.
Right,
so,
right. It's important because...
Down.
Is that Destiny?
This is Destiny, yeah.
Destiny's Child. Go ahead. Anyway, Destiny, tell us about, you know, the millennium. Is she a millennium?
She is a millennium.
I am.
Oh, good. So you'll be able to talk with, you know, women and men of the, of your age group. And what's cool about that is I met a lot of millenniums that, you know, that want to talk about their life. Where are they going? Where are they seeing of their life? And I was at a sushi place today, and it was interesting. The guy was more into the cell phone than talking, and that's really going to hurt him in the long run. Because that cell phone is just a thing, but it can't be your way to not communicate with people, right?
Right, right. You know, a cell phone is a tool, and it's a tool that helps keep connected, which is a great thing. But I think, like we said earlier, you know, balance in all areas of life is very key. You know, and I know a lot of people my age are very much so into, you know, technology and those kinds of things.
True.
But I think Susan, and you're really trying to, like we were talking about now, you know, put your passion and make it your purpose by, you know, going out and going online and really sharing that message in any way you can is a really special thing to be able to do.
Well,
you know,
well,
of course, balance.
Oh, she's very good. I'm telling you, mom's got a good,
code.
I'm telling you, got good codes. Now, the main thing what I find with millenniums right now is a lot of them, you know, some of them are lost because it's like they want to seek, you know, a nice life, but something's stopping them, and that's what I see when I go out in the world out there, and I see that a lot. What is that? Why is millennium, you know, the men and women of millennium, why are they being stopped of what they want to do?
it all comes down to the things that we were brought up to love. A lot of times I feel like obviously the way that we go about life, the things that we like,
right.
things that we love, you know, those things come from experience. And
right.
a lot of times we are fed things that don't necessarily resonate with us, but that seem right to society. So I think that, you know, a lot of people are struggling to find that thing, that thing that really excites them and makes them happy and passionate, and, you know, and also having the ability to say no to what everybody else thinks is good for them and you know, branch out and really follow that calling that they have inside.
Right.
You know, it's just people do, we've been so great for so long to maybe love something else. Or to think a different way. So it's really unlearning things to learn and to realize what your passion really is and what
right.
it is that you love, you know. So it's an unlearning, relearning game.
Well, that's good because you know what? We always, you know, like your mom always says to me, you always learn. Every day is a new day. And she's right because every day you learn certain things of life. And it's all good. It's all positive because you need to, you know, accept all that. Now, we're gonna try to integrate some of our guests that we've had, and it'll be an interesting show. I will give it to your mom on certain other subjects. And, of course, we're here on Friday nights to try to get folks to believe in themselves through your mom's wonderful gift and your gift. And that's what we aim to do. And Danny... you remember Danny Cruz? He was real excited about your mom. Your mom helped him. He was one of our co-hosts, and he was very negative. And now he's in D.C., so I'm excited for him. He moved to D.C.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you remember Danny. We had some stuff. Danny was going through a really rough time, and he had a thing where he was sent to a place in L.A., you know, where they get mentally distraught, and he, you know, I told him, I said, are you okay? And he was very angry with people, and I said, just go to this place, see what happens, and see if this is where you want to be. So he went to this facility, he came out okay, and now he's trying to get back with his mom, which is a good thing. Because, you know, it's all good. When you get back with family, it's all good. And it depends on the family, of course. Bernadette could tell you about mine, but it all depends on the family, and sometimes the family doesn't see what they have until something happens, you know? And that's another issue.
It is. It's all about connection, and
right.
it's about understanding what connections are in your highest and best, and sometimes,
right.
you know, yes, we form those kinds of amazing connections with family, and sometimes those connections come outside of the family. And that's where we need to really identify with what is resonating with us. How
right.
does it make us
True.
Feel? Our heart is our new mind, and that's what we have to operate from. What we feel is right for us is the direction that we need to go. We need to take
right.
our mind out of it, our brain out of it, and operate out of how we feel. Because Destiny was right earlier when she pointed out about the conditioning. We're all conditioned that a certain way is a certain way. But at some point
right.
in our life,
True.
That's a responsibility for where we are and who is in our circle. And if we don't do that, then we find ourselves in the looping effect. And that is a very dangerous place to be. Who wants to loop their whole life having the similar experiences over and over again that bring us heartache and pain? At
right.
some point,
that's
we
true.
Need to be able to break that.
I was bringing up with Kim Kardashian, did a bikini Instagram that got slammed by a lot of people. But the problem with that is if you think you're getting gratitude by being online and social media, you're not. It's a very, very temporary thing. And like in Kim Kardashian's situation, I would say to her, keep off social media because a lot of people are turning off the Kardashian TV show because of what they are. They're all about money, all about their world, and unfortunately I'm not into their world, you know? And that's sad, but it just, their world is so
their world
so tight.
their world isn't for everybody, but at the same time, they have a platform of expression. And although I don't watch the Kardashians, but I will say that, you know, they have made an incredible name for themselves. They have brought themselves to a place where they are, you know, a role model to a degree. However, I feel like, you know, people love to judge people. And
that's true.
In my position, I say let them alone. Either watch them if you're into that and you want to enjoy that, great. But if you don't have to judge people or, you know, make them feel less than who they are just because you disagree with something that they do. We all are going to disagree with each other at some point or another, but we don't have to throw stones. It's like throwing stones at a glass house.
Right.
In my full opinion.
Well, what you're saying is true, because we tend to, when we judge people, we judge ourselves. And the problem with that is it's very, very temporary feeling and condition. And I had a situation happen to me the other day. I went to a bank, and, you know, you're doing a deposit. Well, a manager is, like, staring at me. And I'm going, why would you stare at a customer? It was kind of unusual. And I said, you know, I said, this is weird. So after I did my transaction, I went over to him. I said, what is this all about? And then he got angry. So, you know, the anger was him acting out himself, being rude. And, you know, even when you go to the bank now, people have their own ways of life, and his was not too good. And I went to him and I said, what's wrong? Are you okay? But he didn't answer me back. He didn't apologize. And that's what people do now. They don't see what they're doing, you know. It's like you can do these nasty things, but, you know, someone's got to pay for it, you know. So, anyway, that happened to me at a bank yesterday. For people out there, I know it's frustrating when you go to the bank and sometimes when you make a deposit, you think they would be nice. In this case, they weren't. And it's like they want to get rid of people rather than have them, that's the response I got, rather than dealing with people in a right way. Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is for sure. You know, I experience that sometimes too, but I think it's all about your response, you know, and a lot of people are having, like you said earlier, a lot of people are having a tough time, you know, and a lot of people aren't necessarily at their happiest. So to be able to experience that and still kind of hold your own vibration and not let the energy of others affect you is so important. And that way, you know, keeping a smile on your face, being loving and sending love to that person who might not be, you know, at their best at the moment is so important, because that's how we uplift each other, you know. And maybe
that person
needed that smile or needed that, you know, whatever it was to kind of bring them out of a bad day. And I think that says a lot whenever we're going through life and we're able to respond in that way and, like, reflect something that is beautiful and that is love, you know, because that's what's important. It's just
you know what's funny? When I had that experience yesterday, I had a good one. I went to a market, and the people were so nice, you know, to me. And the people were so nice, they came to me, and they go, what can we do for you? Isn't that interesting? When you have a negative response, and you go to another situation where you have a more positive response, how your world will change. And that's what happened to me yesterday. It was really interesting. But I still feel, you know, like in a bank or situation, that people need to respect people, which your mom and me probably, we grew up with that, where, you know, you go to the bank, you go to school, you go to your minister, you go to whomever, and you respected them. Now, you don't see the same respect. It's a different world, and I say that because you never have that problem, you know? That's communication. And I think that leads me to believe that we're not getting better, we're getting worse in communicating, you know? Real quick, what I'm going to do, all the people at home are asking me, so are the Dodgers winning? So they're asking me. So I'm going to give you the quick score. Dodgers are leading 3-0 on the top of the seventh. You guys won't have to do that, but when you do radio sometimes, people want to get the sports scores. The Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. It's a final. And then it looks like Milwaukee is at 2 games lead. They beat the Colorado Rockies 4-0. And what a day it was. And what I was going to say is, for folks out there, what we're going to do is, as the series goes on, we're going to try to be up to date on what's happening. Oh, there was another score today. The Astros beat the Indians 7-2. See, a local team out in Houston, right? So we give you all the scores. Anyway, at the bottom of the hour, we have our what we're going to do on our show now. I don't know. Our thing is going to be called the Hollywood Press, and we talk about Hollywood stories. You know, isn't that a cool idea about what goes on in Hollywood? Well, they have they have the Daily Globe talked about Bill Cosby under suicide watch, and then you say, okay, but that's okay as a headline, but we pray for him. Even he's in jail for what he did, we still pray for him.
Of course.
You know? You pray for the victims, and you pray for him, because he's 81 years old. I know when people are in their 80s, they don't send them to jail so much like they used to. But when they're 80 years old, you know, usually they send them in a sponsored situation. It's going to be tough for Bill Cosby, you know, to be in that situation. And guess who's filing an appeal? Scott Peterson.
No.
He's filing
really?
An appeal. No, it's true. He's filing an appeal saying that he did not kill Lacey Peterson. So it should be interesting to see what happens. Also in Hollywood news, Cher and Tom Cruise are back together. And
really?
Yeah, they're back together. I think Tom Cruise is about 56, 57. Cher is about 72. God bless Cher. God
right?
bless Cher. Well, you know what it is? Cher used to get all those young guys. She had the pizza. She had the bagel guy. She had Sonny Bono. She went out with, he was a singer. You probably know who I'm talking about. He was a country singer, and then he did blues, you know, and he died. It was sad because she loved him. He was a rock and roller, and she loved him. But anyway, it's good to see Cher being happy, right?
Absolutely. We want everybody to be happy. That is the primary goal.
Right. Those are the lead stories. And then they wrote, Dying Kenny Rogers tells all. That's what they do now. And, you know, Kenny Rogers, I remember growing up here in L.A., he had a chicken restaurant. Do you know about that? Did they have one in Texas?
No.
Well, he opened a chicken place. Actually, the food was good. And they had cornbread and all this other stuff. And it was around for about 7 years, and suddenly they closed. And Kenny Rogers, I would love to get the formula and maybe open one, you know, because people loved it. The food was great. They did the, you know, where they have the rotisserie chicken, and he did wonderful. Then now it's on his fourth restaurant, the one I used to go to. Now it's a Peruvian restaurant after becoming a Kenny Rogers chicken place. It was called Chicken Roasters by Kenny Rogers, and it was cool, you know. In those days, because the chicken was very good and the price was very cheap, you know. So anyway, they say that he's going to do a tell-all, a truth about Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, to me, I like her. I like her enthusiasm, you know.
I love Dolly Parton. I think that she has got the energy for days. That woman is still rocking it, in my opinion. She looks fantastic at her age.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. And then we have a tragic story about Olivia Newton-John. I didn't know she had another cancer battle. She's 70 years old. Can you imagine? She's 70? She doesn't look 70. Olivia Newton-John.
She doesn't at all.
No.
She's beautiful.
She did. The last film she did was Xanadu, one of those movies. And it didn't do good in the box office. But she tried to do films, and I guess she didn't have the same appeal as Grease. And she was wonderful in Grease. And John,
Grease was hard to top, I have to be honest. I that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, Grease. John Travolta was in it. And John Travolta just finished a movie called Gotti, and I saw a little bit. He's very good in it. But John Travolta and her have a special friendship from Greece,
yeah.
And he's been helping her out. So so anyway, we pray for Olivia Newton-John, and also Shannon Doherty is making a full comeback. She had, I think she had cancer, so we wanted to spread our love to her, the Shannon Doherty of 90210, right? She was 90210,
yeah.
And she's coming back. And then there was a story regarding Tori Spelling that she lives in filth. So, Tori Spelling, I know your mom is paying for you. Just have her get someone to clean the house. That's all. That's all you have to do. Clean the house. You know, and then they talked about a very interesting story. When people see clowns during Halloween, they think the clown's going to kill them. Did you read about that?
No.
People, when young kids, there was a movie out, I guess. Maybe your daughter knows. I haven't seen it. Where it was the mystery thing was a clown. And what happened is, since that movie came out, people were scared to go to clowns. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I kind of remember what you're talking about. I never saw
it was a movie. I don't know if it was a Stephen King movie, but it sounds like Stephen King. But it was a great film, you know, out there. And by the way, Wednesday we're going to listen to your show, and I may get you some folks that that we have on our show. We're gonna get Shannon coming in. She'll be in next week, and then what we're going to try to do is take the show to another level, which we couldn't do with LA Talk. And we want to interview people that are in fashion, which is one thing I want to do, but we couldn't do it. And it'll be fun. We could work each other's show. Is that good?
We love that idea.
Yes, it's all wonderful, Cameron.
Yeah, we want to help you in whatever way we can. And with a little time left, what we want to do is remind the people again. Tell them about your show again, because we got people buzzing in from back east. Tell them the name of the show, what date it is, and what time.
It is Passion to Purpose. It is Wednesday at 7 o'clock, that's Pacific time, and then 9 o'clock in Central time.
Right.
And Passion to Purpose is basically going to be a platform for all people who have special gifts and passions that they want to share with everybody in the world to benefit from.
Right.
And, you know, we'll be talking about all kinds of things. It's just going to be all open and naked. We're going to have love. It's going to be about, you know, sexuality, sensuality. It's going to be about all kinds of different topics and positivity and, you know, hearing other people's stories. We're going to have people on the show who are looking to make that passion into a purpose.
Right.
Who want a platform to speak out on so that people can get interested and hear about their products or hear about, you know, their artwork or whatever it
sure.
is.
Sure.
So that we can help people together and build the community.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. One thing I was going to mention is that people have asked me, when are you, Burnett, going to have a seminar in L.A.?
We're working on it. We are working on it, Cameron. We have a bunch of things coming up this new year. We're really excited to share things as they come up. Destiny and I
sure.
are working very behind the scenes and putting together a schedule. We love to visit all kinds of communities, so we are very open to anything that anybody has and would like to invite us to. We also have something coming up here in Austin, Texas, October 20th.
Ooh,
is that
nice.
Nancy's present? Yeah, so we will be expoing what we do as far as our energy therapies there.
Right.
We're really excited about that, and we plan on hitting a few more places along the northeast coast and noise control. So we will keep everybody updated as to where we are. Destiny and I do plan on getting on the road here soon, and we will take our show on the road with us. So we're really excited about that. We're going to keep everybody updated as to what our calendar is going to hold. And we just invite everybody to go ahead and connect with us. Let us know what's going on. And we will be very obliged to see what we can do to accommodate. So we're excited.
Well, I look forward to it because I want you to come to L.A. It's my dream for you to come to L.A. So hopefully you'll be in L.A.
top of our list.
Oh, good. You got to come to L.A. Because you know what the funny thing is? The weather in L.A. gets mild in the wintertime. Because we don't have the snow, you know, like they do back east and Midwest. We have the warm weather, like Palm Springs, and we're near to that desert. So we have the real hot weather, you know. So it's kind of cool. So anyway, that's upcoming. And then what I was going to mention to folks is that I see a book coming. I see a book.
That one was a book. Yes, I am.
I'm a psychic. I see these things. But anyway, we'll let you know. People have asked me if you're going to have a book. I said, definitely she'll have something coming out soon. So I don't know when, but it'll happen soon.
Very soon. Everybody be waiting. Just be waiting. It's coming.
It's coming soon. To the people in the West Coast, to the East Coast, to the Midwest. She's ready to take on. Anyway,
we're also going to be airing a lot of our BBS shows on our YouTube channel. So
wonderful.
Everybody can also, yes, just to kind of plug that in too. We have a website. It's called divinityisyou.com. So you can visit us there as well.
Now, let's say if people want to go to San Antonio, Austin, and want to book an appointment with you. How do they do that?
You can contact us at 512-902-5377. You can go ahead on the website, divinityisyou.com, and you can book through there, or you can just contact us and we can talk about a booking. So also you can email us at, right now it's bernadettedegabrielle@gmail, or destinydegabrielle@gmail.
Wonderful. We will keep in communication, and I'm very proud of you because you stuck with me and my show, and now your show is going to be a phenomenal show. So we want to tell people to tune in next Wednesday. You'll have a good time, and we're very grateful to you for all the times you come on our show, and it really helped us a lot. And a lot of our women callers, Gabrielle is coming soon. You like that one? Coming soon. Anyway, thank you so much, because believe it or not, we're out of time. It's already 8:50.
Thank you so much for your support. We're really, really grateful to you.
Oh, my pleasure. Anyway, we want to wish, is it Desiree, your daughter?
Destiny's child.
Destiny, we want to wish Destiny, and we want to wish Bernadette lots of success, and we will be there. We're gonna travel on this show. We're gonna have different things. So we wish you the best of luck.
Thank
you. No problem. I appreciate you guys coming on. Bye. Have a good weekend. Anyway, thank you so much. All right. Anyway, that was Bernadette DeGabrielle. She's gonna have her show on BBS this coming Wednesday. Well, with that in mind, we're gonna thank everyone. Our loyal listeners, and we'll be back next week on BBS with Shannon Lesser, our favorite psychic, and we're going to talk about what's going on with people's lives. So anyway, good night from Los Angeles, and good night from the Bay Area. Good night to everyone, and have a good evening.